Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Jesus is the God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a faithful God we serve. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 Most gracious and most heavenly Father. Father, we come on this morning, hallelujah, to say thank you. Hallelujah, for one more day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your love, your grace, your mercies. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you, Father God, for starting us on our way. Thank you, Father God, as we move forward with you, Father God. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves, Father God. Hallelujah. We submit to your authority. We say yes to your will. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father God. We thank you for it. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. And God, we give the day back over to you, Father God, that you will unfold this day, Father God, according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. 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 Mighty God, mighty God, Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Lily of the Valley, the bright in the morning star. Father, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father, we thank you, Father God, for sitting high. Thank you for looking low. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough, Father God, for us to express our gratitude to you, Father God, hallelujah, for everything, everything, Father. In all things, we do give you thanks. Now, Father, we thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, for the longevity, the fruitfulness. Father God, all the territory we have conquered, Father God, and still in the process, Father, of becoming and doing the will of the Lord. And so we just want to say thank you. Bless our services today, Father, that your people will be edified. And Father God, you will be glorified. And we know that your word will never, ever, ever return into your void, but it will and always shall accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We embrace the gifts of this day. We surrender the day back to you. Now we ask that you would unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, amen, and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. And our soul says amen and amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Give me one moment, saints. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Giving God praise for one more day. Hallelujah. That he has made. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. All right. I need about, saints, give me about 5 seconds, please. Truly, we give honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thanking God for this another day that the Lord God, amen, he has made. Amen. We want to, amen, greet, amen, all of our first timers this morning. Amen. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you for stopping by to have your spiritual breakfast with us on today. Amen. We serve, amen, the breakfast for champions. Amen. Every morning on this platform, same time. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So please enjoy the services today. Amen. To the extent that you keep on coming back and coming on back. We've been faithful to the call of the Lord going on 12 years now. Amen. And so we just going to keep going. Amen. We just going to keep going and we just going to keep going. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I'm your host on this morning. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. TGIF. Today, God is first. Today, God is first. Amen. Hallelujah. And we seek, amen, first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. We pray that you have been enjoying Women's History Month. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And I'm telling you, we have, amen, been blessed, amen, by all of the insights. Amen. Glory be to God. All of the insights from every spectrum. Glory be to God from every arena. Amen. Glory be to God. And this goes to show that God can use anybody from anywhere. Amen. To do his will. Hey, my God. I'm telling you, make you want to shout. Make you want to shout. Amen. Glory be to God. This morning, amen, we have, amen, Ruth. Oh, glory be to God. Ruth, Ruth, Ruth. Amen. We want to thank God for Mother. I call her Mother Ruth. Amen. But we want to thank God for her story. Amen. And so this morning, amen, coming to us, amen, all the way from Delaware this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Our sister, amen, who is also an ordained deacon. Amen. In the church. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God. Amen. For her. Amen. She is a prayer warrior. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. She is a fighter. Amen. She is a fighter. She is committed to the Lord's kingdom. Amen. She is a disciple. She is a witness. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to thank God for her life. She's come from a long ways and she's still going. Amen. Glory be to God. And with a song and a praise, she's a praiser too. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And so it's so much good things that we can say about this lady. Amen. She is a supporter. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. An official member of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Church. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to thank God for our official members. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They're special. Amen. Hallelujah. She's a tither. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Giving God every dime of his money. She's faithful in her giving. Not only is she a tither, she gives offerings during the week. Glory be to God. Amen. There's just so much we can say about her. Amen. And she is truly a blessed woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. She is a wife. Amen. A mother, a grandmother. Amen. And a friend. Amen. And so we thank God for her. I'd like to introduce at this time and present to others our deacon, Hattie. Amen. Cooper. Amen. That we might receive her this morning. Amen. For her grace and for her abilities. Amen. As she comes to give her take on Ruth. Amen. God bless you, Deacon Hattie. Are you there?
Okay, yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay,
thank you for serving this morning, and the floor is yours.
You're welcome. Excuse me. Father, we thank you for this day's journey, Lord God, just touch, lead, guide, and direct, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Fall afresh on me, Father God. Bring back to my memories, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. We're just grateful, Father, for you, your Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day, Father God. God has in the way that you would like us to go. Father, fresh on me, in Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Okay, bring you the book of Ruth. Ruth have a lot going on with her and her story. A lot of people think that, well, some people I can say think Ruth is just only a love story because of the fact that she had met Boaz. And it is a love story. But in the beginning, Ruth was, she was sold by her dad as a little girl because of the famine. She was sold as a little girl because her dad couldn't afford to take care of the rest of his family. So he sold her to the gods of Chemosh. And that god was an idol god where they sacrificed children. And Ruth was going to be sacrificed as well. But the reason why Ruth wasn't sacrificed was because the fact that Ruth had a blemish on her arm or somewhere part of her body that she had a blemish on her, and you cannot have a blemish or wrinkle or sore or anything on you. You have to be pure. So Ruth was not sacrificed. As a little girl, she just wanted to be, but she didn't know what she was going to be sacrificed for. Well, so she wasn't sacrificed. They did not choose her. They chose someone else. And what they did was she was raised up with the in the Chemosh family in Moab, and she grew up. And when she grew up to be a beautiful, smart young lady, she very pretty, very smart, and she found some type of feeling of knowing the Israel God through Malone. He wasn't even a husband at that time. She just wanted to know more about the invisible God. So at that time, she was there at her home place in her land, and she was meeting him, Malone, at night, whatever, and talking, and she wanted to know more about God, the Israel God. So she started catching feelings, and all different types of things was going on with her. She started getting confused and everything. So Ruth, Naomi is Ruth, became Ruth's daughter-in-law. So she got, they got, they moved Ruth's husband. His name is I can't pronounce his name. Well, anyway, Ruth's husband moved them there to Moab because it was a famine in the land. That's how her husband met her. It was a famine in the land. So they moved. And then they, Malone and Kilon and Naomi and the husband. So they died. The husband died first. Then the two sons died. Then Naomi faced hardship. And her and her two daughter-in-laws was left. She asked one of the daughter-in-laws to go back home. But Ruth decided not to go back home. She clinged on to Naomi. She said, let your people would be my people. Your God would be my God. I would go wherever you go. I would live wherever you live. I would die wherever you die. And that God would deal with me severely if that wasn't happen because nothing else will separate us but death. So they moved on to their journey. They went back to Bethlehem, and after going back to Bethlehem, they were poor. They were widows. Both of them was widows. They didn't have money. They didn't have anything but each other. And being a widow at that time, in those time and days, it was really, really terrible to be a widow at that time, because when the husband died, the next relative had to be the one to take over the husband's wife. So they weren't sure, was it any relatives left there back in Bethlehem? And Ruth, of course, was bitterly because she said that God has raised his fist up at her and punished her. And the town was glad to see her, to welcome them back. They was very excited for the arrival back there and all. Of course, Ruth was a stranger there. She knew nothing about their type of living or anything like that. She left her family to go live with Ruth, with Naomi. And, of course, again, back to the widow part where they didn't have money, they was going to be poor or what have you. So Ruth decided to go to work with her mother, work for both her mother and herself. And her mother-in-law, Ruth loved her mother-in-law, loved her mother-in-law. Actually, to me, it was her ex-mother-in-law, because she did not have to go back with her. She didn't have to do anything for her. She didn't have to do anything for her mother-in-law. She could have went back home and left her mother-in-law alone. But by her loving her mother-in-law so much, the Israel woman, the Israel family, she just loved her just that much that she did not want to return back home. So she decided to give up her whole entire life for this one woman, the mother-in-law, which that I call the ex-mother-in-law. And she worked for her. She asked her permission. She was so dedicated to this lady, very dedicated. She asked her, could she go and work for the both of them so that she could provide for them. So she did, and when she did that, she realized that she went to work in the field, and when she went to work, she was working, and she was picking up the bollies and all that. Someone noticed her, and it was Boaz. He noticed her working in the field. He asked, who was she? And he asked the foreman, who was that lady? And he said, oh, that's the lady from Moab that Naomi brought back. And he was like, oh, okay. She works very hard. So Boaz, you know, said that, tell her. No, he told the workmen, the harvesters, just drop extra bolly down so she can pick it up. Don't bother her. Let her work. And he told her after she get finished to, you know, come over, get water from his field, work in his field. Don't go with nobody else. Work behind certain women and everything. So she did all of that. And after she did that, he found, like, a little favor in her and told her to come over and eat with him and dip her bread in the wine and, you know, and all of that. So she said, fine, she did it. Why he's showing her she's a foreign woman and why he's showing her all this kindness and all. So anyway, she went home with extra bundles of barley, and they were happy, and they start to prosper, and she told Ruth who the, told Naomi who the man was, and come to find out, it was a relative. But the relative was a relative to Naomi's husband that died. And anyway, she took and she went back to work again and everything, and he made sure she had enough grain in the field and make sure that she was taken care of. Somebody is watching you. You know, as people say, Boaz. Boaz was saved. He loved the Lord. He came into the fields and he told his harvesters, God bless you, and, you know, have a good day. And he was very generous. He was very nice. He was very calm and everything. Boaz had it going on. So anyway, she went back to work, whatever. So Naomi, makes a long story short, you guys know the story. Make a long story short, Naomi was saying, okay, now it is time for you to go and find your own place and everything. But she had told her to go. She gave her instructions to follow, to get Boaz. And she told her to go clean up yourself, put on fresh clothes, fresh linen, you know, just put on perfume, you know, get yourself together, you know, and I'm going to tell you what to do so that he can notice you. And she did all of that, and she told her to go and sleep at his feet. She didn't tell her to go to bed with him. She told him to sleep at his feet after he got finished eating and drinking and make sure that he was in good spirits, you know, and everything. She did all of that, and when she did all of that, he wakes up to find out, who is she? He found the woman at his feet. Who is she? She says, your servant Ruth. And he says to her, he suddenly woke up and found that, surprised that a woman was at his feet, and it was Ruth, and she kept herself covered, hair covered, whatever, you know, she was decent and in order, you know. So they talked and everything, and he wanted to find out a little more about her, so he started to try to claim her and everything, but come to find out, he found out that it was another relative before him. So he could not really go full force with her because the other relative related to her. I mean, to Naomi. So even with selling the land, he wanted to sell the land, but if you sold the land, you had to sell the land and with the widow. So he wanted her, but he had to go. Boaz was a man that followed rules, everything done by the book. So he didn't want to go over nobody's head. He didn't want any problems. He didn't want no situation. When he got this lady, he wanted everything to be clear, clear and clean. So he went to the elderly. He had 10 of them, and he talked to them about it. And that culture, they had to have some type of sandals that they had to present before them to get the lady, to get the wife, and all of that stuff. But anyway, so he found favor because the other relative, he didn't want to give up his land and all risk his inheritance for a Moab woman that they wasn't even supposed to marry, that was like marrying outside of their culture, because they were in, like, at that time of the famine and all of that, the Moab and the Israel had some things going on, you know, because Moab was, you know, like the land out of by the deep sea, and it was a nation of depression oppressed. So at that time, during that time, the period of judges, they had hostility towards them. So they had a lot of stuff going on. So they were at each other. So even if Israel would have defeated them, they still would have had tension between them. And Moab and Israel's, you know, Moab and Israel, you know, they was foreign, so they outside of their culture. So they, Ruth was like, you're a foreigner. What you doing here? Why you want to marry one of our kind? So, you know, they had a lot going on. And, of course, Ruth was, wait a minute, let me get my glasses. Because, of course, at that time, we know that Ruth was faithful and faithful to her mother-in-law and a friend to her mother-in-law. You know, back then, the Book of Ruth also was a story of great, the Book of Ruth also was the story of God's grace in the midst of difficult situations, you know, and circumstances. It was a dark time in Israel history where people lived to please themselves and not God at all. They had no, they was just, they had it going on, you know. So I guess at that particular time, Naomi was out of there. So back to Ruth and Boaz. So the gentleman didn't want no parts of Ruth. He just let everything go, and Boaz had her. So they end up, Boaz never touched her. No intimacy, no anything. He loved her before he even married her. He cared for her so much because of her loyalty to her mother-in-law, because he had already knew about her. Someone had already told him about her, told him how loyal she was to the mother-in-law, how she took care of her and worked. And just for that alone, he liked her position. He liked how she took over and just worked hard, did for herself. So he found her to be loyal, and he found her to be a strong and a faithful woman. And he loved that about Ruth. He cared a lot for her because of that. And he found favor in her. And they end up getting married. They end up having a baby boy, Obed. And he was a man of wealth, a very potential man of wealth. So Ruth didn't have anything to worry about. Everything that Ruth had worked for her mother-in-law, herself, and being faithful to God. Ruth was very faithful to God as well. She's a very faithful woman. She's a very faithful, faithful woman. Be careful. We have to be careful going after someone for money too. Because sometimes, and that's one reason why Boaz liked Ruth a lot too, because he said to her that she didn't care about a man of wealth, rich or poor. He noticed that about her, and he liked that about her as well. And so ending this, because we all know the story about Ruth, but like I said, Ruth was a non-Jewish woman. She married into a Jewish family, ancestors of the Hebrews, and David and Jesus, you know, through marriage, you know. So the family ended, you know. Then, like, Ruth reflected a time of peace between Israel and Moab. But she never returned back home. She stayed there with Ruth. She had the babies. She had the one baby. I don't know about the rest. But anyway. After all of Boaz confronting the kinsmen and the Boaz arranged, he fulfilled all of his promises that he had made. And Ruth working in the field for him, Naomi coming back empty, without husband, without anything but one daughter-in-law. You know, she went out full, but she came back empty. And I'm like wondering if her husband would ever have thought that he would have lost his family. Would he have moved? Because he had money. He had money as well. Well, he had moved his family from Bethlehem to Moab. And he lost his whole family just by moving. Sometimes we have to be careful by moving and not seeking God first, really truly seeking God and hearing what he has to say before we make a move. But nevertheless, he did, and his wife became a widow. She lost her two sons and a daughter-in-law that she loved very much. So, to conclude this, we want to conclude this with some things about Ruth. In conclusion, Ruth's book was just not about a love affair. God was the center of their communication. The key people was Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz. Ruth's character was so amazing. Ruth had a positive attitude. She loved her mother-in-law unconditionally. Ruth was very confident in whatever she did. Ruth was honest, strong, determined, and committed. When the society around her was collapsing, Ruth was a Moabite woman. It didn't stop her from worshiping a true God, nor did it stop God from accepting her worship and blessing her greatly. Ruth's strengths and accomplishments led her to a beautiful, wealthy man named Boaz. Ruth was consistent in every area of her life. Ruth was very smart and very humble. Loved her mother-in-law like never, ever before. What great of love is that? To have a mother-in-law and love her like that, and the son is nowhere around. She had to have God in her life. Not the idol God, because they worship idols. The invisible Israel God that was taught Naomi taught Ruth about her God and all of the things that she went through. Thank God for Naomi loving Ruth the way that she loved her. They loved each other because they had no one else but each other in the beginning. But God blessed them at the end, both of them. What amazing, amazing. No one should feel disqualified to serve God because of their race, nationality, background, God can use every situation to build his kingdom. The book of Ruth can encourage you. God is at work in the world, and he wants us to be working in his kingdom. So what I got out of the book of Ruth is to stay consistent in the kingdom of God and allow God to love us and allow God to work in our lives. The book of Ruth was based on death, movement, lack, and financial situation. God is working in our world today, and he wants us to bring people to him, like Naomi brought Ruth to him. In conclusion, back to you, Pastor. God bless. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 and thank you. Amen. Glory be to God on a very, very thorough presentation on Mother Ruth. Amen, truly, amen. We want to thank God. Amen. As we have shared with a lot of the other women so far this month, we see that, you know, we saw a lot of blemishes and flaws, but the Bible does not mention any blemishes or flaws for Ruth. Nothing negative, nothing
right.
Naughty, nothing.
Nothing negative. All positive.
Yes. We can only get good stuff from Ruth. Glory be to God. And as you were sharing.
All good.
Amen. Yes. I just made a couple bullet points here. I saw that Ruth had initiative. She was diligent. She had perseverance. She had a spirit of gratitude. She was content. She wasn't greedy. She was resilient. She had that humility. Glory be to God. She had a lot of courage, amen, to go to another land. She was kind. She was loyal. She was hardworking. She was teachable to follow her mother-in-law instructions. She was dependable. She was filled with faith. And I'm telling you, Ruth really is this timeless trait. I mean, like, really. I mean, and when we think about motherhood and womanhood, and a spirit of excellence and that virtuous woman, amen, we can think on Ruth. She is a prime example. I mean, she is the woman that we want to frame and put on our mantelpiece for remembrance and what, you know, beautiful characteristics. And not to say she didn't have anything negative, but the Bible didn't mention any of it. He mentioned the negative stuff in other women.
She never said
but
it.
Not enough. Maybe it was
never
nothing
said
to
it.
Mention.
She never said
nothing
a woman in words.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yes.
All positive.
Yes.
Consistent in every area
yes.
of her life, no matter
yes.
what she went through, what they went through. She carried on like she was a man. She carried everything. Not a mumbling word out of her. Very humble. And like I said, ex-mother-in-law to me, because I think I'd have went back like Oprah went back. Nah, man, you go. You go. I'm going back. I don't know what I'm facing. You don't know what you're facing. You don't have anything. But that wasn't the case with her. She trusted in God as well, so she just went on. She just went, and she just did. Very positive, very loyal, integrity. She just... Oh, Lord, have mercy. And some people, some of us, we are like that. I could say for me, but I complain. So that's not good. I murmur. That's not good, you know. And like you said, she was a virtuous woman because that's what Boaz found her as, a virtuous woman. And you still can read about her in the book of Matthews, you know. But like you said, Mother Ruth. And amazing. It's just amazing. When I just read the story, You know, I get a little nervous and I skip over stuff, but, you know, I have everything here, but, you know, it's just so, it made me feel good to get the whole point of Ruth, because most of the time, Pastor, it's like, we just see the prosperity part. We just see the blessing part, but we don't see the endurance that she had to go through without, you know, like you said, the Bible don't mention that she complained. It just was totally positive, nothing negative, all good. Wonderful daughter-in-law. I go where you go. I die where you go. Your God will be my God. Nothing can separate us but death. Wow. That's deep. That's deep.
Yes, it's very, very deep. Yes. I would say deep. That Ruth is the type of woman that everybody would want as a friend, that everybody would want to want as a coworker, that everybody would want to be a part of their church or their ministry. She is the ideal person. She is a person that you want on your team. And even more than that, Ruth is the type of person that we should all be aspiring to be like. Not only to be on our team, but to be like Ruth. She was gracious in every area.
Very.
Amen. And we know that Jesus Christ came through her lineage.
One more thing.
Yes, one more thing, yes.
One more thing. But you know what happens? It is a lot of Ruth. It is a lot. They start out as Ruth, but by the time, Holy Spirit help me here, by the time they be among the wolves, they be sheep. She's a sheep. By the time she be among the wolves, they beat them bitter up. By then, she become bitter. In some cases, because of the prosecution, because of you being like a Ruth, who are you? Who you think you are? And if you're not strong in the Lord, you would let it fall upon you, and it would tear you apart.
Very good point. Very good point. Amen. To stay decontaminated. It is so important
Absolutely.
Who we talk to,
it's so
who
important.
We are pouring into, who is pouring into us, who we chit-chatting
to
with.
Us, yes.
That is, we don't even realize the devastation of the people that's in your circle can poisoning
yes,
you,
yes,
poisoning
ma'am.
Your destiny, poisoning your future, poisoning you.
Yes.
You have, yes. We have to close our ear gates. Everybody does not have authority to speak into your life. Why are you letting them?
Yes. That's right.
And you bring a very good point. You started out on a good mood, and then you started talking to, oh, you was going to do this, but after my conversation with them, I ain't going to do it. Oh, they just stole your blessing.
That's right.
You was up high. Now you in the middle. Huh? Because what? You're associating with poisonous people. But Ruth didn't allow herself to become contaminated.
Nope, she didn't allow that. She didn't allow it.
She stayed with Mother Naomi. She was teachable.
She stayed grounded.
She didn't give Mother Naomi a word for word. When Mother Naomi said, do this, she said, yes. She trusted her wisdom.
Yes, she did.
Glory be to God. The way, you know what I mean? She, and that's why she was blessed. He wasn't hard-headed.
Yes, yes. By God, Boaz, and Naomi. And Naomi
That's
was
right.
blessed to
and
her.
By God. And most of all, by God.
And by God, yes.
Yes.
And
we
by God.
We can learn so much from this woman here.
Yes.
She was a real woman.
Woo, yes,
She was
Lord
a real
Jesus.
Woman. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, she was a real woman.
It's so sad because it hurts when you know that you try to be like that or want to be like that or have it like that. Some people don't change, some people do, but like you said, whoever's speaking in your ear gate, you have to be careful. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter. You have
That's
to stay
right.
grounded in
even
the Holy
family
Spirit
members.
To lead you.
But you use the right word when you said strength. When you said strength,
yes.
when you said that word strength.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be
strength,
to God.
Yes.
If you're not careful, you change your mind. You change your mind.
Yes, yes, indeedy.
And now you became weak.
Because
whenever you're not walking in the spirit, you're not strong. Yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, but she didn't allow
awesome.
That. She stayed consistent
no, she
with her God and with her mother-in-law and
Amen.
Her decision and what she wanted. She did
mm-hmm.
not care. She did everything,
mm-hmm.
everything to keep what she was at, what she was going after. She let no one destroy it.
Mm.
And it led her to be wealthy.
mm. Wow.
Mm. And that's all
wow.
I have to say.
Ain't no more to be
Lord,
said
no.
on that. That's complete. That's full.
No more to say.
That's right.
All her
accomplishments. She lived a full
she
life.
All her accomplishments.
She lived a full life.
Yes, she did. Clean
mm.
full life at that, too. She
yes.
was a woman of her word. Ruth was a woman of her word.
That's right.
A woman of her word. That's
mm-hmm.
how I look at her. A woman of her word.
She didn't turn to the right. How many people use that title widow? Amen. It's a covering, amen, for depression and a woe is me. But she came out on top because
yes,
of values,
did.
Because of principles, because of being rock solid. Oh, my God.
Rock
she was
solid.
A real woman.
She stood her ground.
She was a real woman. She was a real woman.
Yes.
Imagine what our world would be like if our children had more mothers like that.
Oh,
more
it'd be excellent.
Like
it won't
that.
Be
more
all this murder,
like that.
All this killing.
Can you imagine the influence that we would have? No wishy washy. Just do it. Amen. Yeah.
Just do it.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sister. Well done.
Ruth. God bless.
Ruth. Amen. Mm-hmm. That is a Mother's Day message.
I can relate to her in a couple of ways.
Yes.
I can relate to her in a couple of ways before I got determinated. I can say that.
Amen. All right.
I can't say that.
Well, you know,
the good news is this,
even when we are contaminated, and this is why we have to have our own mind in Christ, because the devil going to always
mm-hmm.
take you off course. But he did say you did run well.
Oh, yeah.
Then he says, lay aside
yes.
the weight and the sin. So even when we are contaminated, the blood of Jesus can wash us and decontaminate us. Glory be to God.
That's right.
I've had so many people try to get me to change my mind on this and that and this and that. And I said, oh, no.
At one time,
I would sort of just swing with the flow. Well, so-and-so said I need to do it this way. So I'm going to do it this way. Sure, yeah. And double-minded, man, it's tangled up and you're not getting
nothing.
And then you're wondering why your blessing not coming through because you're double-minded. Because you're going to go to the left until somebody else comes and say, go to the right. Okay, I'm going to go to the right. And you swinging back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
See, I used to be a little soft for like little not certain.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you now, I'm going to tell you
not
right
anymore.
Now. No, baby, I'm sorry. It just ain't going down.
For the women, they want a Boaz, but they don't put themselves in a position to receive a Boaz.
Amen.
Because nowadays the women, you hear them in the store, they cussing the man out. Like, you, there's that, I mean, cussing, like, they cuss the man out and the man look like a little boy. I mean, they just cuss them for whatever reason, like, ma'am. And it's like God always said, husband find up a wife, not a wife find up a husband. Because Ruth
Amen.
Didn't go after Boaz. Boaz noticed her first, and he noticed her hard work And that what drew him onto her as well.
So then you make another good point there, because you say he who findeth a wife, everybody's not a wife. Just because you're female don't mean you're wife material. But when we have the virtues, when we have these godly principles instilled with us, it makes us a wife.
Right, because the being married is a gift. Because like
yes,
you said, everyone is not wife material. Being a wife is a gift, no matter how messed up it can be sometimes. You still, the man still found him a wife, and he found it for good thing.
He found a good thing. He definitely found a good thing in Ruth.
Yes, he was.
And everything that Ruth had, we have in Christ. All of the qualities that Ruth possessed, we possess in Christ when we acknowledge it, when we believe it, when we receive it, when we exercise it by faith, when we stand strong on the principles of God's word, we have everything that Ruth had and more. Because Ruth had Christ, the Spirit of Christ visiting her on occasion, we have the Spirit of Christ living in
That's right. That's right.
So that even makes
that's right. And that's what
that
made her. That's what made him bless her.
And
she wasn't even. She wasn't even saved.
And that's what makes Christ bless us.
And that's what makes
really
put ourselves in the position where that we can be blessed, and put us in the position where the Boaz will find us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
Jesus,
God bless you. Amen. Amen. Jimmy Bobby, amen. God bless you. Awesome. Awesome. Amen. Bishop Lammers say, you know, look, make yourself findable. Amen. He who findeth for wife, findeth for good. Make yourself findable. Look your best at all times. And you never know. Maybe at the supermarket, maybe at the library, amen, holly, maybe on the golf course, wherever. It's just make yourself findable, but nowhere where the woman is supposed to be chasing the man down. But we know nowadays it's a whole different story, and they're doing things in reverse, you see, and you can't be blessed. You can't be blessed. You can't get all that God wants for you, amen, when you try to shortcut and shortchange God, amen. You try to take shortcuts. There's no shortcuts. Amen. You get to the top of the stairway by taking one step at a time. Amen. We bless God. All right. Awesome. 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 All right. Did y'all enjoy that today? If it was a way for us, amen, to put a thumbs up, I know there will be a bunch of thumbs up right about now. Amen. Ruth, my God. Sister Minister Hattie, you stirred up something here. I got to go back to the book today and look up something on Ruth. Amen. Go a little bit deeper because you really done stirred something up here. Iron sharpens iron. We bless God. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about Lot's two daughters. And that's all I'm going to say on that. It's Lot's two daughters. Amen. You got to come and get the story yourself. Amen. On tomorrow. All right. In form of announcements, 12 o'clock at the altar prayer. Tonight is our praise party. Bring your own praise. Party over here. Party over there. Party, party, party. Amen. Glory be to God. The world say, bring your own bottle. BYOB. Amen. We say bring your own praise, BYOP. Amen. On every other Friday night, we have songs, amen, testimonies, amen, glory be to God, amen, reading, amen, just rejoicing in the Lord, amen. So that's at 9 o'clock tonight, amen. Come and join us. Bring a friend with you, amen, and to God be all the praise, glory, and honor. All right, amen, glory be to God, amen. I'm launching out on faith, amen, on a Facebook group today. Today is the first one. We're calling it Expanding Your Capacity, amen, to lead, amen. And it's a group page, amen, glory be to God, empowering the you in you, the you in you, amen, helping you to become, amen. So it's going to be a different type of platform, a different type of platform. I'm not quite sure, amen, hallelujah. Y'all know I work by extreme faith, amen, extreme faith, amen. God, when God tells me to do it, Amen. I pray on it, and I just ask God when, how, and I just step out. That's just how I do. And you know what? God will teach you everything you need to know and put all the right people in place. Amen. So we bless him. Today is offering day here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to thank God, amen, for your faithful support into the ministry, amen, to help us, amen, with the fuel, amen, to take the vehicle, amen, where the vehicle needs to be. We're already around the world in all of our platforms, amen, but what we want to do is stay consistent. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's now time. Amen. The Lord already has us on another level. Amen. Glory be to God. We just need to, amen, structure everything. We have all the components on the table. It's the matter of bringing everything together. And it's the money to do so. Oh, glory be to God. It's the money. Look, you can have all the faith you want. Amen. You got to have some faith for some money. Amen. You go in that supermarket and you got faith to fill up that cart. Okay, with about $200 worth of groceries, that's a good thing. But when you get to that counter, you better have some money, I tell you that. And you try to leave that supermarket with that food without that money, it ain't going to work. We're going to be reading about you on the news, okay? Glory be to God. So, amen, we want to thank God for your faithful giving. Amen. Glory be to God. And to God be praised. Amen. So once we get the right department, we're going to be putting all of our messages and CDs, amen, the way we used to do. We used to have CDs, and Erica did all that for us. We want to thank God for Sister Erica. I'm telling you, she is such a blessing. She is just, my mother was saying the same thing, how Minister Erica is such a blessing, even to her church. Erica is just a blessing. We want to do the same thing, amen, once we get the manpower. So as you support our ministry on a monthly basis, we want to be able to pour back into your life, amen, by giving you the CD of the month. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to do that. Amen. And even on MP3, and then the hard copies of the CD. So certain things that we have, amen, that in our hearts and on the agenda to do, but it takes money to do it all. Amen. Several ways you can sow into our ministry. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461. We're located in Glenside, Pennsylvania. Glenside, Pennsylvania. 19038. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. Amen. Glory be to God. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. LifeWordJesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you for your giving. Amen. And may the Lord return back unto you 30-fold, 60-fold. In 100-fold return. Amen and amen. All right, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. Learn about Lot's daughters. Amen. And then Sunday, our services at 12 o'clock on all the social media platforms. Amen. So all of them. Amen. You'll find us. Amen. Facebook, YouTube, all of them. We're there. Amen. In a minute, our website is being upgraded. You'll just go straight to our website, watch us on TV there. Amen. You can go to the TV channel, watch us there. Glory be to God. We're just everywhere. Amen. It's just that we just don't have the exposure yet because we really don't have the money hasn't showed up yet. Amen. Joyce Myers and those people, they're everywhere. Glory be to God full time. But they got millions and millions and millions of dollars. Probably got more than that. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen. We are faithful on the level that we are. Amen. We are grateful on the level that we are. Amen. We are managing on the level that we are. Amen. And we continue to move forward. Thanks to you. Amen. God bless you. Father God, we say thank you for the service, this wonderful presentation on Ruth. My God. Father God, we just want to say thank you for Mother Ruth. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, for Deacon Hattie bringing it. Thank you for your people, Father God, everybody, Father God, today, Father God, all the partners, all our visitors, Father God, those on replay. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we say thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Father God, for the finances, Father God, the tithes, the offerings, the blessings, Father God, coming in. We say thank you, Father God, for it. Bless the money that it will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom. Bless the giver, Father God, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold return in Jesus' name. As we go out today, stay in today, whatever. whatever we do today, Father. Help us, Father God, to keep our minds steadfast on thee. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In Jesus' name, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, Father. And we, Father God, and Mother Ruth, and that same spirit of excellence, Father God, that dwells in us. Help us to, Father God, nurture it, Father God. Help us to continue to mature, Father God, until Christ be formed in us. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee and make his face shine upon thee. Be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a most beautiful, absolutely gorgeous, magnificent, powerhouse day in Jesus' name. Love you. Amen. Love you, love you, love you.
Yo, MVP! Let's go!
All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name. All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name.
You remain the same.
Wonderful is.